The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ParaX, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Explicit content may be heard throughout this podcast. Listening discretion is advised.
And you wonder about the nature of human beings anymore. Crime seems like second nature, where people pray every day for them or a loved one to make it home. Never do they want that call. These are stories of past or current situations where crimes go punished.
Freeze! Down to the ground!
Or grow cold. You're listening to Exploring the Paranormal Perspectives True Crime segment.
What's up, all you para geeksters? How you doing? It's Wednesday night, fifth day of the year, 2022. Is it any better for anybody else yet? Tonight I'm going to talk about a true crime that's currently going on now. Right now. The shopping cart killer. The dating app murder spree.
Police are labeling this man, Anthony Robinson, the shopping cart killer.
An alleged serial killer who was living among us is now off the streets. Fairfax County police say they've arrested who they're calling the shopping cart killer.
Shopping cart killer.
Shopping cart killer. The shopping cart killer.
He meets his victims on dating sites. He meets his victims then at motels. He met two of his victims at here in Fairfax County. Chief Warner will go into the motel down in Harrisonburg where he met and killed two of his victims. After he inflicts trauma to his victims and kills them, he transports their bodies to their final resting place, literally in a shopping cart. We're here today to talk about a serial killer.
Serial killer.
Developing tonight, a shopping cart killer behind bars in
Virginia. Serial killer in custody.
An alleged serial killer behind bars in Virginia. Tonight, police linking him to the deaths of four women already. They say he used a shopping cart to carry their bodies away. And tonight, hear the concern. There may be other victims.
The body found in Northern Virginia may be linked to a serial killer dubbed the shopping cart killer, and police believe there could be more victims.
Well, police in Virginia believe they have caught a potential serial killer. They are dubbing him the shopping cart killer.
A case involving a possible serial killer in Virginia. And today, authorities revealed the victims they know about, and they're working to see if there are more victims around the Commonwealth and beyond.
As I tell the tale of something horrific and terrifying for anyone around the holidays, it's a cold, wet day in Fairfax, Virginia. A gloomy 43 degrees, with showers scattered throughout the day. While most are doing some last-minute shopping or trying to figure out what they're going to do for Christmas. And yeah, people do last minute shopping. It's kind of become a tradition here. Poor people won't be celebrating or doing anything that they usually do this year. Picture this. It's 2021. Dating apps have been around for a long time now. People use them a lot. I know quite a few of my friends that use them probably too much. It's for the occasional booty call. Come on now. You know what most of those apps are for nowadays. Or maybe it's to really meet the love of their life. A lot of people rely on these apps. A lot of people kind of tend to believe that whoever they meet online are who they say they are. And they trust them. They dress up to either just go out and enjoy a dinner or a movie, or thinking they're going to meet the love of their life. It's either going to be a potential fling or a love interest. And then they expect to go home once everything is said and done. And either click delete and never want to date that person again, which, come on, if you've done a dating app and you went out with someone and it kind of sucked, you're going to click the delete button, probably the block button. Or it was a great date and you can't wait for the next one. Not a lot of people ever think they're never going home. So imagine meeting someone for the first time. You think it's going to be a good date. Maybe a good fling. But you never see another sunrise. Your body, which has had unspeakable things done to it, is being transported, being a shopping cart. Without a care in the world, to a desolate area, dumped with another body, or just put out in the open for Mother Nature to do her thing with her creatures of the wild. 4 women have been found so far from this brutal murderer the police in Fairfax County and Harrisonburg are calling the shopping cart killer. Over the last few months, women have gone missing from Washington, D.C., California, Virginia, and possibly more, as this alleged killer has lived in other places, such as Maryland, New York, known as a transient. Unspeakable things were done the victims. That was stated during the Fairfax County's police chief Kevin Davis' speech. And it wasn't clear if the victims were sexually abused. 2 of the 4 women found dead were Eileen Elizabeth Beth Redmond of Harrisonburg, 54 years old, and Tanita Larice Smith of Charlottesville, 39 years old. Found near Linda Lane, Amondale, Virginia, in the Layton area. Their bodies not far from each other, with the shopping cart used nearby. According to forensics, the bodies weren't placed there at the same time. The Tanita Larice Smith was reported missing on November 19th, 2021. 5 days after she was seen, leaving behind 6 children. According to some information that Heavy.com's Jessica McBride found, Shakira Washington had left a message on Tanita Smith's page, Facebook page, about the loss she felt with finding out about her passing. And I quote, "Didn't want to hear this before the holidays. Definitely gone way back. You watched me grow up and bond with Sage and the family like no other. Me and you used to have so much fun going out, taking night rides in grandma's car just to get yelled at. And went to clubs and cried together and laughed together, mad at each other. But it was always love. Sending my condolences to the whole family. I love you with all my heart. Watch over us. Watch over us, baby, and fly high. R.I.P., Auntie." Shakira goes on to state that 9 years before, the family suffered a similar fate with Tanita's niece, Sage. Sage Smith went missing around the same time, 9 years before. According to research, Sage Smith had gone out on the 19th of November, 2012, was seen by her stepsister, Kiara Morgan, on November 20th, 2012. Now, on the phone, she told that person that she would be there in 5 minutes. Once her grandmother found out, she told her Sage Smith's friend, Aubrey Carson, who was Sage's roommate, who had informed Cookie, who was Sage's grandmother, about the situation. And Cookie told Aubrey to wait until about 10, the night of November 21st, 2012, and then report Sage missing. Police had started investigating the very next day, but the case still remains unsolved. They never found Sage. They never found her body or anything. Just vanished. Along with Sage, though, 2 men that may have been involved are also missing. I'm going to quote the case contact information. Sage Smith went missing from the 500 block of West Main Street in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia on November 20th, 2012. She was 19 years old and was last seen wearing a black jacket, dark gray sweatpants, and a black scarf with gray and black rain boots with pink and purple lining. She may have also been wearing a bleached hooded sweatshirt. At the time of her disappearance, she stood between 5'8 and 5'11, weighing only at 130 pounds. She has black hair, which she usually wore in braids, and brown eyes, and was known to wear women's clothes and wigs. Her ears and eyebrows were also pierced. Currently, her case is classified as endangered missing. If alive, she'd be 27 years old. Eric McFadden was last seen in Charlottesville, Virginia, on November 23rd, 2012. He was 21 years old. At the time of his disappearance, he stood between 5'10 and 6'1 and weighed approximately 180 to 190 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. Currently, his case is classified as endangered missing. If alive, he'd be 28 or 29 years old. Those with information regarding the case are asked to contact the Charlottesville Police Department at 434-970-3280. Tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers at 434-977-4000 or the Family Tip Line at 434-970-3381.
Exploring the Paranormal Perspective will be right back.
Hey guys, it's Johnny Hauser here. I'm in the attic of the Ballista Axe Murder House. Stuff's getting weird. Skulls creeping me out. I just wanted to take a second to tell you my buddy, my BFF, my bestie, Shauna's got a new podcast out. It's called Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. She's going to be talking about monsters, mysteries, aliens, ghosts, true crime, paranormal, everything that's interesting. You know, you need to listen to it. Para X Radio Network, 8 p.m. Central Time, Wednesdays. Tune in.
Hi, this is Marla Brooks from Stirring the Cauldron. Thursdays are a great night on the Para X Radio Network. We start off the evening with Journey into the Light, Chapter 3, with your hosts, Psychic Little T and Tabby Cat Gash at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then, on the first and third Thursdays of the month at 8 p.m., it's Tango and Friends, hosted by Bruce Tango. And on the alternate Thursdays at 8 p.m., tune in to Stirring the Cauldron, the Archive Podcast. Every week at 9 p.m. Eastern, join me on Stirring the Cauldron Live. And then at 10 p.m., stick around for New Aeon Now with Lily Alley, Davron Michaels, and Christine Matza. Finally, to round out the night, join Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz on the Paranormal Encounters podcast. All this, every Thursday, right here on Para X.
Welcome back to Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
See, detectives believe that McFadden in cities such as Baltimore, Maryland, or Joppa, Maryland, or Lake City, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, New York, New York, Rochester, New York, and other places along the West Coast. Detectives have checked out many leading cities, but the case still remains cold. They haven't had any kind of lead or anything significant to the development of the case. Anyone with information about Smith or McFadden is asked to contact Sergeant Ron Stamens at 434-970-3939 or Crime Stoppers at 434-977-4000. There is a $20,000 reward that is being offered for information leading to an arrest in Smith's case. The reward is $10,000 from Crime Stoppers, with a $10,000 match from the city of Charlottesville. This was posted on November 20th, 2021. You can find out more about Sage Smith's disappearance if you put into Google Sage Smith of Charlottesville missing into your search engine. There has been a GoFundMe page set up for Tanita Smith's family to assist with funeral expenses and beyond, with consideration of things associated with care for 6 young children. The other woman missing is Eileen Elizabeth Beth Redmond, who is 54 years old, last seen around October 24th, 2021. Out of touch with anyone is not really something Redmond was known to do. She hadn't contacted anyone, gone to work, or even gone back home. Redmond's missing persons case and Smith's ended up kind of tying together. That's how the two bodies of the women were found. Not long after Redmond and Smith's bodies were found, the police department had gotten wind of another shopping cart that was seen, found near Moon Inn. Harrisonburg police were contacted by the authorities investigating missing persons from D.C. by the authorities investigating the missing D.C. woman, Cheyenne Brown, 29, who was last seen on September 30th, 2021. A container that had human remains inside were alleged to be those of Cheyenne Brown and a woman that has yet to be identified, but is believed to be Stephanie Harrison, 57, California. Her sister Joey is actually working with the police at this time to provide DNA samples to confirm whether or not the unidentified victim is her sister. Cheyenne Brown, who is 29 from Washington, D.C., was the mother of a 7-year-old son and was 4 months pregnant with her second child when she went missing. Tentatively identified by a tattoo that her family says matches the one she had, but investigators are actually waiting to be 100% sure with the DNA test to confirm that she is Cheyenne Brown. See, digital records seem to pinpoint Brown's location to a station in Alexandria, Virginia, where she then went to the Moon Inn Hotel. The Major Crimes and Cyber and Forensics Bureau is continuing to look into the perpetrator's digital records just to confirm that he was the one Brown was meeting up with, since Brown seemed to have offered shelter to him while he was in D.C., which she was then ran off by her cousin. Her cousin stated that Brown had told him the perpetrator had no place to go, making authorities believe he was homeless, moving as far north as New York. In 2021, you wouldn't think that anyone could get away so easily with killing anyone. You know, with all the cameras and security system and people and everything. One man did. Anthony Robinson is believed by Virginia officials to be the shopping cart killer. Only 35 years old, from Washington, D.C., the horrendous crimes he's being accused of kind of doesn't fit his MO, since he has no other crimes on his background history. Not one. That's why David states that there may be more victims. He's trying to get the word out so that he can find others that may have been dealt the same fate as these four women have. See, Robinson would meet these women on dating sites, and then he'd meet them in person. After brutally inflicting trauma to these women, killing them, he moves them using a shopping cart. Two of the victims were found near the Moon Inn Hotel, where he allegedly murdered them and dumped their bodies. Police state they have video evidence that can confirm this. One of the victims found in the container is believed to be Cheyenne Brown. It's unknown exactly why he did it this way, but it wasn't far from civilization at all. Possibly in hopes to be taken care of by Mother Nature's creatures, or maybe to be found, or maybe even just comfortable dumping them the way he did, and there are more bodies out there. Authorities believe there may be others involved, but they don't know how they can confirm it at this time. Robinson has been charged with first-degree murder, 2 counts in concealing, transporting, or altering a dead body, and 2 counts in Harrisburg. But you know what? I don't even know why they need the other ones, because once you kill somebody, that kind of seems to be the biggest thing, you know? Fairfax states there are still more charges coming, but Davis states it's urgent to get this out now to the public in order to find out if Robinson has more victims out there. And they just haven't been found yet. Either in Virginia or all up along the East Coast. They don't believe that Robinson just suddenly out of the blue came to be a serial killer 3 months or 4 months ago. And he could have been doing this for a long time. Robinson's currently in Harrisonburg without bail. Hearing is set for December 27, 2021. He's also known to have lived in New York, Maryland, D.C., Prince George's County. So anyone who knows Robinson or may have spoken with him on the dating site is asked to contact the police.
Hey y'all, Exploring the Paranormal Perspective will be right back after this commercial break.
Throughout time, events have occurred that have shaped human history. Spirit voices from the past have many stories to tell, and for the past several years, channelers Barry and Connie Strom have been conducting live channeling sessions and relaying those stories and messages from those on the other side. We invite you to tune in to Barry and Connie's new show, Channeling History, on the Para-X Radio Network, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, as they relay the messages of those voices from the past, the ones who have witnessed history firsthand, and those who have made history themselves.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Truly unique podcast experience. We have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic to strange paranormal activity to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
Sourire.
Et la bombe.
The rest of the world. Victor.
Metal and the paranormal collide.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied and are reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para X.
This is New Aeon Now, news and discussion of the metaphysical, the occult, the paranormal, and much, much more. With your hosts, New Aeon High Priestess Reverend Lily Alley, artist, occultist, and paranormal team leader Tamara Ortiz, and head of the Draken chapter of the Order of Paranormal Exploration, Christine Matza. The New Aeon is now. Join us every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for New Aeon Now.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, they crawl all over your dirty snout, your chest.
My name is David Walton. I am a vocal performer for What Are You Afraid Of? Horror and Paranormal Show. And I have carried the burden of a terrible secret. I am actually what is offensively called a ghost. For years now, I have concealed my ectoplasmic existence from my friends and family, in fear of a common prejudice against ghosts, or what we like to call the disembodied. I have existed frightened of being discovered, unable to do physical acts that the embodied take for granted, such as walking a squirrel, or drinking a glass of vitamin E milk fresh squeezed from a whale. I grew depressed and even considered acts of self-harm or reincarnation, which is suicide for the disembodied. Such movies as Ghostbusters and its sequels drove my feelings of disenfranchisement, and I began looking for help, only to encounter painful exorcisms in the houses I haunted. Then, I met two good people, it says here, Fox and Phil, at What Are You Afraid Of? Horror and Paranormal. And they helped me take control of my own life. Now, it is my choice whether I wish to make phantom bangs in the night, appear at the foot of your bed in darkness, or make your walls bleed. If you are a disembodied person like I am, and you're living a lie, What Are You Afraid Of can help you too. They are on at 9 p.m. on Friday nights at Para X Radio, leaving plenty of time for midnight haunting activities, and can be found on all major podcast services. Listen to their paranormal stories, interviews, humorous sketches and horror fiction, to know that you are not alone. And if you are a member of the embodied, don't forget, you are only a single heart attack or tumour away from becoming one of us. This is David Walton. See you on the other side. Or as I call it, this side.
And that is the end of a perfect day.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Hey, I'll see it wasn't so bad. Welcome back.
And it's the police in your area, not necessarily that particular county, Fairfax County or Harrisonburg County in Virginia. On this particular aspect, however, what I want to talk about is serial killers in general. This serial killer was a transient. What the police consider a transient, which means he traveled from place to place. What I don't seem to understand is what makes the serial killer. What do you guys think makes a serial killer? Do you think it could be something that happened to them, or they just snapped? A lot of things happened in 2021 and 2020 that has caused a lot of people to go a little cuckoo in the head. But in this particular time, we don't seem to know what causes these people to want to hurt other people. Some people say it's a hit in the head that they had, like the frontal lobe area, when they were a child or when they were grown. But we still don't understand what seems to have caused a lot of these people to just suddenly snap. I have talked to friends that are into the paranormal and in are mediums and or psychics, and asked them a couple questions that I haven't got any responses back from yet. I am trying to see if maybe they can see if there are more women that he has killed along the way. I mean, if you're transient, it could be possible. There were serial killers that were truck drivers and travelers. So it all just depends. Do you think there's a lot of people nowadays that maybe want to research the recent death of a loved one, or search what has happened by going to a medium or going to someone that can communicate with the dead and talk that particular level and see what happened? I think if a lot more people would open their minds up a little bit and speak to me, speak to those who can speak with the dead and try to get more information, maybe a lot of the cold cases would be solved, such as Sage's. There seems to be a lot of cold cases out there, and a lot of closed-minded people that don't believe in the paranormal, or they can still be open-minded and not believe in the paranormal, I guess. But there are a lot of cold cases out there that I've seen just from researching the shopping cart killer. When I put in shopping cart killer in the DuckDuckGo search engine, it had come up with a shopping cart killer back in 2001, which ended up being the East Harlem rapist. Seems he done the same thing by transporting the bodies via a shopping cart and in a black trash bag so that they couldn't be seen. But that title didn't stick. It was the East Harlem rapist that seemed to stick more with that particular person, Aaron Key, who is currently in prison today. Just researching a serial killer and looking into the situation of what's happening and why it could be possible, especially in this modern era where there's cameras and people with cell phones on every corner, you would think more of them would be found. But a lot of people just want to kind of not be involved. They don't want to get into the middle of anything, and it's kind of sad because this is the world we live in. I mean, not too long ago, a woman was raped on a train, and nobody helped her. They videotaped it, but they didn't call 911. Their first instinct wasn't to call 911. It wasn't to call somebody to help. It wasn't even to go and try to get this guy off of her. It was to video it and put it on social media. you gotta look at this day and age and wonder, what the hell is wrong with people? Why are so many not willing to step up and help someone? Especially when it involves violence. You see somebody getting hurt and their first instinct is to take out their phone and videotape it or go live. I mean, what the fuck? No, your first instinct should have been to go over to that person and done what you could to get them off of that poor woman. And in the meantime, call 911. I mean, while you're walking over there, 911, get that off her, you know, do something. But to just stand there and take a picture or take a video, it's kind of sick. You also have all these people that are just concerned with themselves. It seems like to be a more selfish world anymore. Look out for yourself instead of helping thy neighbor or helping someone out when they truly need it. These women, I don't know what was going on with them. I have always been cautious of dating apps completely because you don't know who you're meeting. I always say I'm the same person you meet in person as you see online, because I am. Anybody that's met me in person can tell you that. But not everybody is that way. You can't always trust someone you've met online. Hell, you can barely trust people that you meet in person anymore. You just gotta make sure to trust your gut, to trust your instincts, because your instincts are always gonna be the better judge of character. Unless you're one of those paranoid people that are always just, oh my God, about everything, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. But if you do a dating app, just be careful. Take a friend with you when you're meeting somebody in public. If it's going to be for a booty call, I don't know what to tell you. That's always a scary situation in itself to begin with. Because if you never met the person and it's just a one-night stand sort of thing, you never know if you're going to get some kind of disease, or you never know if that person's going to beat the shit out of you and kill you like this particular person did, these four poor women. And even one of the women seemed to have known him. I think she had offered... I believe she offered him a place to stay at her mom's house for a little bit. That's when her cousin kicked him out and said, you don't belong here. So she then met up with him in Virginia, and he ended up killing her. How long did she know him before that? I don't know. I have not researched it lately to see if there's been any new information out. Well, I have, and I know her mother has spoken to the media about the situation. But you just never know when somebody's going to turn on you or when somebody's going to snap anymore. And it's kind of scary to know that that's the world we live in nowadays, where a lot of people think it's okay to get away with crimes, get away with sticky situations, and to get away with bad situations. But just always be cautious if you use those dating apps. I always had friends of mine that were very cautious and would worry over me whenever I used them back in when I lived in Florida. I only met one person off of it down there, and they were nice, but it's weird. It is weird not meeting them or seeing them in public or meeting them at your work where you see them every day and other people know them that you know. There are psychological issues going around the world anymore, and a lot of them are kind of scary, especially when you have this type of situation in this modern world of cameras and technology, and he still got away with killing four people and possibly more that nobody knows about. And there's so many missing people anymore. You don't know if it's murder or if it's trafficking or what. But if you know of someone that has gone missing in those areas and you have heard of Anthony Robinson or seen his face, please contact your local police department, let them know, and they'll be able to get you in contact with the appropriate people. So that's all I have for tonight, y'all. I'm going to end the show with some music. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to let me know. If you have any serial killer or true crime or a mystery that you want information on, you can send me an email at epp_podcast@geeksparanormal.com, or you can hit me up on the website exploringtheparanormal@geeksparanormal.com and hit the chat site there and leave me a message, or you can hit me up on Facebook at Shaw and leave me a message there, or at the Exploring Paranormal Perspective Facebook page. Until next time, next week, I have Leanna Heber coming out with her to talk about her books and some of the things she's done and her gifts. That is next week on January 12th, 2022. It'll be a two-part series, so you'll be able to listen to part one next week, and part two will be the week after. After her, I have Charles F. Rosenay. It was an awesome interview with him, and it's going to be great. And I've got some other fantabulous people coming out that I have interviews with this month that will be coming out soon. So thank you guys for listening, and tune in next week, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Bye.